Hello and welcome back to Pony Tales, the YouTube show in which I read My Little Pony Friendship is Magic fanfictions. My name is Scribbler, and today we have Flying Lessons. It is written by Pony Man and labelled as comedy and a slice of life. And the summary reads, Rainbow Dash is not one to let Twilight's newly acquired wings go to waste, so she tasks a certain Pegasus to help her learn the ins and outs of flying and the duty of all ponies with wings. Unfortunately for Twilight, she might want to give the wings back when she's finished.
Learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Sparkle always thought the affectionate nickname Rainbow Dash gave Ditsy Doo was kind of offensive. But if it ever bothered her, Twilight could never tell. Those wandering eyes and optimistic smile eternally on her face reminded Twilight of Pinky's pet alligator, but even that could be considered offensive. Can I help you? Twilight's newly acquired wings fluttered in anticipation.
Rainbow Dash says I was supposed to teach you how to use your wings!
Ditsy piped up, flapping her own happily. Twilight's hoof slapped her forehead.
Okay, Rainbow, she thought. You got me.
I think I kind of already know how to use them. She glanced over her shoulder, still getting used to the feeling. Comes with getting them, I guess. Ditsy shook her head, sending her scraggly blonde mane flopping about.
Nope! Rainbow Dash said that you need to be taught how to fly super awesome!
Then why doesn't she teach me? Ditsy waved a hoof.
She's busy with the weather, silly!
Twilight watched as Ditsy lifted off the ground, her wings barely keeping her stable as she wobbled about in the air and soon found herself magnetically attracted to a nearby wall. A loud crash and a rain of heavy books resounded through the library. But Twilight noticed no cries of pain. She rushed to the pile to help Ditsy from her literary prison, grabbed the single protruding hoof, and pulled hard. Ditsy broke free, sending Twilight scrambling backwards and landing on her rump. Her wings splayed awkwardly from the vain attempt to catch herself. Maybe she hadn't mastered wings fully after all.
My bad!
A lavender hoof gently placed itself on Ditsy's shoulder, and she raised her head to look Twilight in the eyes as best she could. It's okay. We all have accidents. Ditsy's smile reassured Twilight that no harm had been done. If you want to teach me to fly, you can. Seeing her trot in place and flap her wings excitedly made Twilight smile.
Okay! So, what do we do first?
Twilight groaned and massaged her temple.
Maybe go outside?
Oh, right! Let's go outside!
Ditsy twirled around and walked into the door. Instead of falling down, she broke through the wooden obstruction and kept going. Twilight felt her jaw go slack, but picked it up off the floor and followed, hesitantly. Ditsy spread her wings, which Twilight had to admit were impressive to look at. If her attention wasn't drawn to the awkward eyes against her will...
Their number one rule of flying is to not crash into anything.
Well, that much was obvious. As thrilling as it was to learn how to break the rules, Twilight felt that it would probably be much safer if Pinky had wings and were teaching her instead. At least then she'd know what to expect.
So we need to find an open area, then?
Nope!
Ditsy held her head high.
I know what you're thinking, but I am a good flyer. I had to be when I went to Wonderbolt Academy.
You went to Wonderbolt Academy? Twilight tried not to sound too impressed or skeptical, but her natural sarcasm seeped through anyway.
It was obvious she hadn't passed. Otherwise, she wouldn't be standing here crashing into things.
Yep. Though I had to be discharged.
Ditsy frowned and hung her head.
It wasn't my fault. Really, stupid Dizzitron.
Twilight tilted her head. What happened?
Used to have a higher setting. I was the first to try it.
Watching that cross-eyed stare jerk up to meet her own startled Twilight, and she jumped back a bit.
But we're here for you, not for me. So, you ready to do this?
Against her better judgment, Twilight swallowed her objections and nodded. Maybe she was just being unfair to Ditsy by assuming the worst. Okay, I'm ready. Ditsy bounced in place.
Awesome! Rainbow Dash told me you never fail at anything, so this should be easy.
Twilight blushed and stared at the ground. Yeah, well, Rainbow says a lot of things about me. She watched as Ditsy took to the air once again, holding herself stable. She turned and took off into the sky, and Twilight followed. She'd never attempted flying this high before, and the expanse of Ponyville below, as ponies went about their lives like tiny ants, brought out the studious side of Twilight. From up here, she could observe everything. Her attention was drawn to Pinkie Pie, setting up some kind of party behind Sugar Cube Corner, Rainbow Dash helping with the decorations and only getting tied up in the constant barrage of streamers. Information she wouldn't have known about until later. The thrill of having an edge on situations mixed with the quiet whispering doubt of spying. Wait, she thought. I thought Ditsy said Rainbow had weather work. Pinkie loaded her party cannon and fired off another ball of decorations, which went a little too high and clipped Twilight. The cluster of decorum lodged a few colourful streamers in her pinion feathers, giving her a makeshift rainboom trail of her own. Any surge of confidence and good humour were quickly dashed, however, when Ditsy took an attraction to one of the colourful ribbons and snagged it in her teeth. The red string pulled taut, jerking Twilight to a halt and dropping her like a weight, supported only by Ditsy's struggling. She glared down at the troublesome duo, her bottom lip out in a mock pout and hooves folded to her chest. The duo waved back, Dash in particular pointing and laughing at the sight of the mighty alicorn Twilight hanging like a hearthwarming decoration. She made a mental note to get revenge later, and rushed to keep up with Ditsy after being unceremoniously dropped and left to right herself. Hey, I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry. It just looks so pretty, I had to grab it.
Ditsy fumbled with her hooves, breaking eye contact. Twilight sighed. It's all right. Just be careful next time. Such was the price of being a good friend, she supposed. So, what's next?
The second thing is to learn...
Ditsy's eye landed on a cloud.
Busting clouds!
Shouldn't we work on building stamina first? Not that Twilight needed to. Her magic was enough to prevent her from getting tired as fast as a normal Pegasus would. But giving Ditsy the benefit of the doubt was the right thing to do. Ditsy was already jumping on a particularly stubborn crowd, shaking all manner of meteorological mishaps from its puffy interior. Twilight watched with rapt curiosity, gliding under the cloud to get a better view of what processes were taking place. She knew of wild clouds being made of water vapour, but Pegasi made ones that seemed to act like pockets, where everything was stuffed until jarred out. She was sure a bit of magic was involved as well, but having wings didn't mean she fully understood the field of magic of an entire race. Now that she thought of it, Princess Cadence didn't fly all that much either. Already, she was ahead of the curve, and that thought made her smile. She may not be a fully-fledged princess yet, but the thoughts of how jealous her foal sitter would be when she found out were too funny to ignore. Of course, Cadence would never be envious of Twilight, and, in fact, encourage her to keep up her stellar performance. Yes, Twilight was both literally and figuratively on top of the world. That is, until a ball of ice hit her between the eyes. Ow! She looked up to see Ditsy stomping begin shaking hail loose from wherever it was stored, and she had made the mistake of flying under it. Hailstones, ranging from the size of a pea to the size of one of Rarity's golf balls, pelted her body. One clipped her wing, sending her spiralling out of control for a few moments until she could right herself. She knew all too well of the death spiral that Rainbow Dash talked about.
Finally free of the rain of hail, Twilight frowned when she saw it ceased as suddenly as it began. Now lightning was arcing out of the cloud, setting her poor tail on fire. Twilight whizzed around in a circle, screaming in panic. Her logical self, much more versed in such incidents after having endured many a lab accident or bout with her anger, would have suggested to stop fighting the flames. But the adrenaline of the whole new skybound experience drowned out that voice in her head.
My bad,
Ditsy called, stopping her cloud stomping. She frowned at the cloud.
This cloud is pretty tricky. You want to give it a try?
Twilight finally stopped flying. Her tail, a charred, smouldering mess. Not even the summer wind could get rid of the smell of burning hair lingering around her. Yes, please, she gasped, trying to catch her breath. Anything to stop you, she thought. Ditsy smiled and nodded, leaping off the cloud. Her push-off sent another bolt of lightning right past Twilight's head, making rainbow spots dance before her eyes. In a wobbling flight pattern befitting of her instructor, Twilight found her footing on the cloud. She always marvelled how soft they were, and learned long ago why Rainbow Dash slept on them so much. Now that she could do it whenever she wanted without having to use spells, she made a mental note to take Dash up on the offer of trying it out. Twilight began hopping on the cloud much like a foal would on a mattress. Ditsy watched intently while Twilight gave another batch of hops. The cloud let out a sound like an airbag being deflated. She glanced over the edge to see a shimmering rain of purple magical dust glimmering in the sunlight as it piled onto the street below. What in the...
Ooh, pretty!
Ditsy exclaimed. Apparently Pinkie Pie thought it was too, as she was below the cloud with a plate of cookies, trying to gather as much of the dust as she could. Twilight's eyes widened in horror when she saw Pinkie open her mouth and stick out her tongue. No, don't eat that! I don't know what it...
Yuck!
Pinkie cried, spitting the dust out. After a few seconds of blinking and licking her lips, she opened her mouth for more. Maybe we should try something else, Ditsy. Twilight rubbed her head with her hooves.
You're right. Next is seeing how well you fly when dizzy.
Dizzy? You mean as in... Before she could finish, Ditsy grabbed Twilight and spun her around violently. The world went by in a colourful blur while Twilight's stomach wound up in her throat. While regaining equilibrium on solid ground was a simple process, one she had mastered herself after one too many pin the tail on the pony and pinata Pinkie Pie parties, especially after a few drinks on top of it, doing so in the air was an entirely different affair. As with no purchase, every direction felt like up. The scientific study would have had to wait until later, as the urge to examine what she ate for breakfast lingered on the back of her tongue. A few dry heaves later, and Twilight managed to flap a few inches forward before grabbing the cloud in a vain attempt to stop the world spinning. How Rainbow Dash did it, she'd never know. But stunt flying was definitely out of the question as a career path for Twilight. Now, I see why Rainbow got herself expelled, Twilight gasped, every word threatening to be followed with something more. Ditsy tapped her hoof to her chin, then shook her head.
You need work. Next up is precision diving.
With a mighty flap of her wings, Ditsy zipped from the sky like a griffin swooping after prey and crashed smack dab into a thick tree. The tree buckled under the impact, rotting wood chipping away as the mighty oak toppled over and started a domino effect that left a path of nothing more than firewood halfway across the park. No! No, I'm fine. Really? Twilight shook the head that she valued more than anything right now. I'm pretty sure I can manage on my own, but you've definitely given me some insight. Twilight slowly turned around, the slightest movement sending the world spinning again. A cursory glance down revealed Rainbow Dash smiling up at her, waving with both forehoofs. She is so dead. Twilight thought. Her exit was halted by a wall of grey feathers and hooves flying into her face.
We're not done! Rainbow Dash said I had all day!
All day? Twilight looked down at the smiling Pegasus in question and narrowed her eyes.
Yep! Now we're gonna do weather work! It's the duty of all... Pegasi.
Ditsy's salute showed that she took the rules seriously. And that was all Twilight needed to know. She wasn't out of the fire yet. Twilight groaned, making the mistake of rolling her eyes. Fine. It would be a good opportunity to learn the ins and outs of weatherwork. Her quick tour of the weather factory in Cloudsdale only showed her the manufacturing side of things, and books weren't hooves on. Now she was going to get to push honest-to-goodness clouds. Any trepidation of what could possibly go wrong had been muted by the little voice chanting, "Yes!" over and over in her head. Weatherwork was something all Pegasi had to be skilled in, even if it wasn't their career of choice, much like the majority of unicorns in Canterlot had to be ready to take up arms if need be. Ditsy had taken Twilight's lapse in attention to push some clouds into place. Twilight noticed how each one was a different type of cloud for the weather they represented. Perhaps Ditsy was smarter than Twilight was allowing herself to believe. Not every pony could be as intelligent as her, after all.
"I'm not going to tell you which is which. It's easier if you find out on your own."
Twilight reached out to touch a cloud, but pulled back. "They're not going to set me on fire again, are they?"
Maybe the storm cloud,"
Ditsy shrugged. Observing the various shapes the clouds took, Twilight noticed one in particular that made her giggle at the thought it invoked. Suddenly, Dash's comments about one of her co-workers being a cirrus chaser made more sense. The cirrus cloud did look a lot like a pony's tail, and Twilight couldn't help but reach out and bat at it. "Stratus? Stratocumulonus? Allostratus?"
"Sometimes they look like others,"
Dixie exclaimed, before she deflated and stared at the ground.
"But we're supposed to stay away from those."
Twilight's ears perked as she looked at the various clouds. Pushing clouds was one thing, but her element was magic first and foremost. Her mind raced at the possibilities of using her magic to streamline the process, maybe even turn one cloud into another. Though she would never dream of putting Cloudsdale's number one industry out of business, it did help to expand her knowledge base. Ditsy watched with wide eyes as Twilight wrapped the clouds in an aura of red magic and began swirling them around herself. Forms changed, stretched, and warped before turning to vapour to be recycled. Feeling confident, she stepped up her game, using matter transformation to change the very contents of the clouds. That is, until she found herself wrapped in cotton candy. Her face flushed, hooves struggling to break out of the sticky mess. Thoughts of Discord laughing at her rang in her ears, forcing her to glance around to make sure he really wasn't there.
"Hey, that's pretty neat!"
Ditsy began licking the pink clouds, a dreamy smile on her face.
"Ugh!"
Twilight groaned, her horn glowing intensely as the cotton candy vaporized, leaving a lingering smell of burning ozone and caramelized sugar. "All I wanted to do was study in my library. But you drag me out here, force me to do all of these tests, and then I get stuck in cotton candy and my tail was set on fire." Ditsy stared at Twilight while she caught her breath. Whether anything was getting through that wall-eyed stare remained to be seen.
"Flying is something that all Pegasi or any pony with wings has to learn. You never know when we'll be called to duty or have to change the weather."
Twilight blinked at the matter-of-fact tone. "You're right. I shouldn't take my mistakes out on you." Her eyes narrowed, and a malicious grin spread across her face. "But I think I know some pony I can take my anger out on."
"It's okay,"
Dizzy replied, watching Twilight eagerly wring her hooves.
"We're done for the day anyway. I got mail to deliver now. Bye!"
She flew off, leaving Twilight hovering in the air with her jaw hanging open, dumbfounded that all of this was seemingly over as quickly as it had begun. She didn't even notice Rainbow Dash fly up beside her.
"So," Dash spoke up, nudging Twilight with a hoof to snap her back to reality. "Learn anything?"
Twilight slowly turned her glare to the rainbow pony, a sly grin sliding across her face. "Oh, I learned something, all right." The next thing Dash knew, she was encased in a floating ball of cotton candy.
"Hey! Come on! No fear!"
Her pleas fell on deaf ears,
and an exhausted Twilight cuddled up on a passing cumulus she'd grabbed in her magic.
You're right, Rainbow.
Clouds do make comfortable beds.
That was Flying Lessons. It was written by Ponyman and read by Scribbler. Okay, thank you for listening. This is yet another fake in my attempt to lighten my entire repertoire here on YouTube. I'm enjoying reading these comedy fics, I must admit. Again, the copious amounts of caffeine are probably helping with this. I must admit, my pronunciation of some of the clouds just then was... shit. If you pardon my French. But... I tried my best. I'm in no way a scientist, and I did try, but I know I've pronounced them wrong. What can I do? Science is not my thing, but I'm good at pretending sometimes, maybe, when the wind's in the right direction. Right. Thank you very much for listening. I hope everybody has enjoyed it. I don't really have anything else to say other than eternally grateful. I hope people check out my own fanfictions at some point. That would be really nice if people would check out what I write as well as what I read. And I hope to see you next time. Be lovely to each other, and good night, everybody.